God. The triumph of the one and only God who is the ruler of each and every one of us who have ever existed. And the church has highlighted this aspect of our celebration today through the readings that have been appointed. For example, we see in Genesis 1, where we read, we began Great Lent with that, but we went back to it today. Why? Because it is the beginning of creation, and it's the introduction to the entire Bible, telling us that this Bible is not just written to the Hebrew people, which will become the focus of the story very soon in the book of Genesis, but rather that this story of the Hebrew people is set in the broader context of this God who is the creator and maker of all things, who is the God of all tribes and of all tongues. We heard at the end of today's gospel reading, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age." At the Divine Liturgy, Sunday morning, later this day, whatever it is, whatever hour we get to, it'll probably be Sunday morning by the time we get to the Divine Liturgy, and we hear the reading from St. John, we will hear, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." You see how we encapsulate the entirety of humanity from the very, even before humanity, we encapsulate the entire existence of the universe in the Divine Liturgy by saying the beginning of this year on Pascha, "In the beginning was the Word," and concluding until our next Pascha, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age." And this idea, this notion of a universal God was something that was unique in human history, something that is unique to what we now call the Judeo-Christian tradition, in other words, the biblical tradition. And it has significant implications for us because it essentially teaches us that if our God is the universal God, then He's also our neighbor's God. And He's also our enemy's God. And if we proclaim, as we do, correctly, that He is a merciful and loving God, then that means He's also merciful and loving to our neighbor and to our enemy. And because He is that way, and He tells us in His scriptures to behave as He behaves, it means that we must also behave that way, even when we don't necessarily want to. And that's why we heard in today's readings also the story of Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go and witness to his enemies. Jonah didn't want them to be reconciled to God. Why? Because they're his enemies. And as God mocks him at the end, he cares more about the plans than he cares about those human beings who were his enemies. But God teaches us through that story of Jonah that one way or another, through this mess of humanity, through this mess of sin, that God's will be accomplished. And that's why he swallows him up in this great fish and spits him out on the land, so that he is essentially forced to preach the message to the Ninevites, who then, of course, repent. It's why we hear in the New Testament, Simon, Peter, son of Jonah, not necessarily because his dad was Jonah, but because he was like Jonah. He didn't want to take the message to the nations, to the Gentiles, to the enemies. And who can blame him when the enemy is occupying your city and is mistreating you and abusing you? Who wants to be friendly to them? Well, the universal God, the loving, all-compassionate God. And as we celebrate Christ's resurrection, we celebrate Him bursting from the tombs, and you see these flowers and the laurel leaves symbolizing Him bursting out of the tomb in victory. We sing, "Arise, O God, judge the earth." And the reason that we sing that is because His win over death, His triumph over all sin, means that there are consequences for us, namely that we will be called to give an account for whether we behave as he has behaved towards his enemies, whether we behave towards those who sin against us the way that he behaves, which is to be forgiving and loving and compassionate. So on this day, as we celebrate this great triumph, again, not only of Jesus, but of God, let us put into practice, into our lives, the way that he lived, so that when he comes and judges the earth, we may hear from him, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." To him be all glory, honor, worship forever and ever. Amen.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
That guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and in fear and trust.
Sacrifices to God, a contrite spirit, a contrite and humble heart of God, thou wilt not despise.
Like the prodigal son, I have sinned against thee. The Father, and have mercy on me, O God, with the voice of the publican. I cry unto thee, O Christ, my Savior, take pity on me as thou hast on him, and have mercy on me, O God.
Forgive, O God, those who hate us and those who love us.
Lift up your hands.
Lift up your hands.
All of you, and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord our God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Covering their faces and chanting their hymn, Alleluia, Alleluia,
Lord,
have mercy.
He has now set forth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
The house and those who with faith, reverence, and fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
May be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless. Let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Peace, a faithful guide, guardian of our souls and bodies. Let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Lead the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance. Let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Through our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ. Let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
It's our Holy Immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
For the compassions of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all-holy good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
You are.
thy Spirit.
Let us love one another that with one accord we may confess.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence and undivided.
The doors, and wisdom, let us attend.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
A mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy Spirit.
Let us lift up our heart.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right to worship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence and undivided.
Oh, this truly exists, Master, Lord God, Father, Almighty, adorable. It is truly meet and just and befitting the majesty of thy holiness that we should magnify thee, praise thee, bless thee, worship thee, give thanks unto thee, and glorify thee, the only truly existing God, and offer unto thee with contrite heart and spirit of humility this our rational worship. For thou art he that hath graciously bestowed upon us the knowledge of thy truth, and who is sufficient to speak of thy mighty acts, to make all thy praises to be heard, or to tell of all thy wonders at every season. O Master of all, Lord of heaven and earth, and of all creation, both visible and invisible, who sittest upon the throne of glory and beholdest the depths, who art without beginning, invisible, incomprehensible, uncircumscript, immutable, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior, our hope, who is the image of thy goodness, the seal of equal type, in himself showing forth thee the Father,